Right now we want to tell you about the world's largest Christian television network. It has gone into the business of reality TV. Trinity Broadcasting Network is airing a program that is consciously produced to have the look and sound of shows like Survivor. The stars are two young men who are trying to make their way in the great outdoors, except that what they're doing is traveling to war-torn countries and doing missionary work.
The conflict was getting worse, and the border fighting would make it difficult for us to carry out a successful mission. But we didn't even have a translator, so we went to the local churches and began our mission in Ethiopia.
One of the stars says he decided to travel as a missionary and sold his car to raise a bankroll. He brought along a friend with a video camera, and that friend says he became a believer during the trip. They brought back hundreds of hours of tape of their travels and sold them to the Christian network. They call the program Travel the Road. They pumped up their amateur video with stock footage, MTV-style editing, and special effects. The young men look good, the video looks colorful and compelling, and the pace seems hectic as they race from one country to another. TBN Vice President Paul Crouch Jr. says the network is looking for young viewers who might not be attracted by a televised church service.
You know, this is the ultimate reality program because you and I are pretty smart guys. We know that on a show like Survivor, you know, right behind the camera are, are paramedics and a helicopter, that if something really happens to somebody, they're going to be fine. These kids did not have that luxury. And the Lord brought them through the whole adventure. And that's what makes this program, I think, so unique.
The two stars and creators of Travel the Road, Tim Scott and William Decker, join us now from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
You went to 25 countries?
Yep.
I'm afraid to ask you to list them all. Just list the major ones or the highlights. I don't know.
Okay. Some of the highlights would be like Burundi, China, Tibet, Pakistan, places that, you know, haven't seen foreigners in a long time.
I mean, the way that I think about missionary work is that you go to one place, and maybe you spend a year, maybe you spend 5 years, might even spend a lifetime doing any number of works in the community. Why did you decide to go so many places?
Well, that's just, you know, what God had called us to do. And just like Paul, how he traveled throughout Asia Minor from Greece to Rome, and he was on his way to Spain. God had called us to so many countries. And there is a lot of people who are working in one country, which is great. And they're establishing and they're building it up. But God has really sent us out to, you know, plant the seed.
I'd like to play, if I can, a bit from one of the episodes in which you're deciding to go to another country. You've gone to Pakistan. You've prepared to be there for a year. And in this scene, we see you standing on a rooftop and revealing what you've decided to do next.
Okay, we're here in Peshawar. And we made the decision last night after prayer. God put something in each of our hearts that we should not go to the Kalasha.
I want to ask about that. You prepared for all this time to go to Pakistan, an overwhelmingly Muslim country. Very quickly in this first episode, you decide to go elsewhere. What happened in Pakistan?
Well, what we had been preparing for is we had been planning for 1 year before this journey as, you know, going to the Kailash people, which are on the border of Afghanistan, and they are rumored to be the descendants of Alexander the Great. And we were planning to do a lot of our, you know, ministry there. But when we got out to Peshawar, you know, we'd been received in, welcomed in fine. It just felt something didn't feel right on the inside. And we prayed that night, and God gave us direction not to go there.
If I could interrupt for just a second. Okay. This is what year and what month that you were in Pakistan?
This would be September 2000.
So a year before everyone else in America was paying attention to this part of the world.
Exactly.
That's basically what happens a lot of times is sometimes, you know, we've prayed through areas and we'll turn completely the opposite way. But we're always willing, you know, to trust in the Lord that, you know, possibly something could have been unsafe there. And that's why we decided to go into Tibet.
Can I just stick with Pakistan for a minute?
Sure.
I know there are Christians in Pakistan, but it is, I believe, a 95% Muslim country. Almost officially, if not officially, a Muslim country, and very proud of it in many, many instances. Was that part of your decision to go elsewhere?
No. Actually, our heart is to go to the places that have not heard the gospel or ones where there are not a lot of Christians at. That's the, you know, the exact focus of Travel the Road.
That's the point of being a missionary, I guess.
Exactly. Because a lot of people will ask us sometimes, they'll say, oh, I can't believe you're going to Afghanistan, or what do you think about those, you know, the people who got kidnapped in Afghanistan, or the troubles in the Philippines? And, you know, our real answer is, you know, the places that, you know, are doing fine in the world are not as nearly in need as the places that are, you know, with the wars and the troubles and the problems. Those are the places that need the hope. And that's why we focused on Pakistan and Burundi and all these countries that, you know, need that message.
So from you went from Pakistan, you were there for a little while, then you went to China for a month. 23 countries to go. we won't get through them all, but when was your darkest moment?
We had lions stalking us in the middle of the night. That's extremely scary. That really, you know, put the fear inside of you.
What country was that?
That was in Ethiopia.
And you heard them?
Literally, we could hear them breathing. You could hear the nose flaps practically. I mean, it was very, very scary. But
and it didn't turn out to be a dog or something.
No. You can tell the difference.
Dogs don't make that noise. it was definitely lion. There's lion prints all around the tent, and it was extremely scary. But, I mean, that was one night, and we were delivered through that.
Kind of a biblical moment there, really.
Exactly.
Sunrise never looked so good as the one we saw the next morning. Maybe it was the fact we didn't get eaten by lions. But whatever it was, everything seemed to be at peace.
You guys, you're two guys in your 20s.
That's right.
That's right.
Who taught you what to say? How to say it? There are enough examples in history of people who were preaching one branch of Christianity or another, and who just seemed to have gotten, according to history, got the scripture wrong. I mean, I would think I would be humbled by that thought of being a young man in a far-off place and trying to interpret this strange religion to strange people.
Yeah, well, it also says in the Word of God, it says don't be ashamed of your youth. And really what we're taught is we're taught from the Holy Spirit. And we've also, you know, been able to capture it all on film, too, for other people who might be skeptical, or they might not say, I don't know if that's really true. But we give people a real opportunity to see it with their own eyes and make a decision from there.
The producers of most reality television programs include a disclaimer someplace on the screen or in interviews with people, essentially, don't try this at home. MTV's Jackass comes to mind. This is a reality program where you're sort of encouraging people to do what you did.
Exactly. That's our whole message with it is, you know, for people to see the show and say, hey, you know what, that could be a possibility in my life. And we're definitely, you know, hoping to encourage more people to go out and touch the world.
Tim Scott and William Decker are the stars of the reality program Travel the Road. It airs on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Gentlemen, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.